Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're joined by CBS Sunday Morning correspondent Mo Rocca, who is hitting the road with his mobituaries. He'll be in Asbury Park, New Jersey on Wednesday night. Mo, thanks for coming in here to WCBS. For those who are unfamiliar, tell us what a mobituary is.
Well, a mobituary is a remembrance of someone that I feel didn't get the send-off that he or she deserved the first time round. So it could be somebody famous, like Audrey Hepburn, who happened to die the same day that Bill Clinton was inaugurated. So he pushed her right off the front page. It could be somebody that once was very famous, no longer, like Von Meter, who was a presidential impersonator, became wildly famous imitating JFK. And when JFK was assassinated, Von Meter's career basically died, even though he lived another 40 years. It could be somebody who was never recognized in their time. Moses Fleetwood Walker is actually the first African-American to play pro baseball in 1884. And he's being recognized more and more now, but 63 years before Jackie Robinson. Or it could be something that never got an obituary in the first place, like a sitcom character, like Richie Cunningham's older brother, Chuck Cunningham, on Happy Days, just kind of vaporized. He disappeared after two seasons. So it's you know what, basically, Mike, it's anything I'm interested in. I can just sort of, you know, bend to my will and make it an obituary, as long as it's dead.
Yeah, it certainly has taken off. I mean, obituaries was, for the podcast you do on it, was number one on iTunes, right? Yeah, look at you. Well, let me ask you, first of all, what was the genesis of obituaries? How did you come up with the idea and run with it?
My father always loved the obits. He used to say, it's my favorite section of the newspaper. I think he loved kind of the drama of a life condensed to a few inches. I think of it kind of like as the movie trailer for an Oscar-winning biopic. You sort of get the highs and the lows very quickly, and if it's well-written, it kind of leaves you breathless. And many great obit writers have said this. I certainly didn't make it up, that an obituary is really about someone's life, not their death. And on CBS Sunday Morning, I like profiling people. So I'm not really interested in how people die. I'm interested in their lives and how they're remembered or not remembered.
Why do you think it's taken off? Why do you think you have so many podcast listeners and people come into these live events you're doing?
I think that it's maybe an escape from kind of the history in general. I feel like is very grounding, and it's kind of an escape from a tumultuous news cycle. And I do think maybe at heart people wonder how and if they'll be remembered. And, you know, I know when I read an obituary, it's kind of almost like a daily reflection. You sort of think about your life in comparison with the life of the person you're reading. You know, maybe you think about, you know, boy, would I have made the same choices? So I think that we're hardwired to want to hear other people's stories and hope. And I think we're doing knock on wood, a pretty good job of it. So I hope people keep listening.
How many obituaries have you done? Have you kept count?
We did, well, for the podcast, we did 8 in the first season. And, you know, podcasting, this thing that your kids are telling you all about podcasting, it's pretty labor intensive.
I'm still trying to figure it out myself.
Yeah. Right. And then we have 8 more coming up, including Billy Carter. I'm a big presidential history buff, and I'm interested kind of in ne'er-do-well presidential brothers. There have been a lot. Yep. And Billy Carter, I was sort of interested in sort of what his, you know, he was kind of a cartoon on TV. I mean, you and I are about around the same age. Mm-hmm. You're probably younger than I am. I'm 50. But I remember.
Right there with you.
Okay. I remember when I was a kid, this kind of goofy guy on TV. But then I went down and met his widow and his kids who live right next door to their Uncle Jimmy in Plains, Georgia. And hearing someone's real story is riveting and satisfying. And it's great to dispel stereotypes. And then I wrote this book with all new stories, about 50 different stories. Of, I wanted to know the story of the station wagon, which died in 2011 when the last one rolled off the line. It was a Volvo. It wasn't really a real station wagon anyway.
Well, those crossovers or whatever you
want
to call
them. Yeah. That go through up craggy peaks and off-road, blah, blah, blah. Not like the one we remember from National Lampoon's Vacation.
Right? I'm sure, like, now that you and I are about the same age, I'm sure as I did, you probably rode in the back one of those with no seatbelt back in the 70s.
I love the way back, and it's funny. I don't know what it says, but I used to love, we had one for a very short time. It was the one thing that made us like the Brady family. and I used to love if my father made a wide turn and just kind of getting thrown against the side and being buffeted back there. I mean, what were we thinking in the 1970s?
Now they throw your dad in jail.
Right, exactly. That's exactly what would happen.
So this event coming up on Wednesday, it's at the House of Independence in Asbury Park. People who decide to go, what are they in for on Wednesday night?
Well, I'm going to talk about some of the quirks and of obituaries that have always fascinated me, like the phenomenon of people dying on the same day. Sammy Davis Jr. died on the same day with Jim Henson, which I feel like both those talents deserved his own news cycle. So it's a real shame. I'm going to help audience members craft the first line of their own obituary, because that first line is really important. Yeah. You really should be prepared, because you never know. Hmm. I'm also going to be interviewing Margalit Fox, who is retired from the New York Times, but is their best obituary writer in memory. And she's done some of the obits that were really great. Like, you know, the guy who invented the plastic lawn flamingo, the woman who created that Greek coffee cup that we all know in New York City. And I'll regale people with behind the scenes stories of the first season and you know, a preview of the second season.
Have you done other live events, or is this the first?
This is the first.
Okay,
and there is a section in the book devoted to the historic figures memorialized by the New Jersey Turnpike. Because, you know, I love New Jersey. It's got the most diners of any state in America. It has the best tomatoes and the best blueberries. It has the most scientists and engineers per square mile. But many people only know the Turnpike. They drive through it, and they know vaguely the names like Vince Lombardi mm-hmm. and Molly Pitcher, which is oftentimes confused with Molly Hatchet. and so I'll, as I said in the book, we tell the lives of those people, of those great New Jersey connected people.
Sounds fascinating. House of Independence in Asbury Park on Wednesday night. CBS Sunday Morning correspondent Mo Rocca with his obituaries. Good job security in obituaries, right? People are always going to be dying.
It's constantly. And you know, the other great thing, and you'll understand this as a fellow member of the media, no publicists. It's just so great. Dead people are so easy to deal with.
Yeah. No entourages.
No riders.
You just cover them, yeah. Mo, it's great for you to stop by. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Mike.
CBS's Mo Rocca.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.